Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. Let's get the foreplay and get straight into today's episode. What is up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. This episode is going to be similar to the others, but it's also going to be a little different. The year is almost over. We've been through a lot. We've been through hell. It's been a hell of a year. And I'm using the word hell very lightly. We've seen a bunch of our favorite celebrities die, including Matthew Perry. Fuck off. We're literally in the middle of a war. We're in a war in another country. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden. Speaking of Joe Biden, he's actually, you know, probably too damn old to be running a freaking country. The dude literally looks like he is literally probably has one brain cell left. And of course, one of the states here in the South has actually declared that former President Donald Trump cannot run for president again. So sorry for anybody who wanted to see one more run with the Trumpster. Now, we've gone through a whole lot. Everybody's changed. Some for the better, some for the worse. But for me, things change. I've noticed a lot. Like, literally, I've noticed a whole lot has changed. New movies have come out. Good ones, bad ones. Music has come out. New ones. I don't know what to say about that. Bad ones. I know what I can say about that because I can't stand today's music. And, of course, a whole bunch of personal bullshit that's been going on in the country. You know, a whole lot has changed. We're going to be talking about almost everything that has happened in this entire year. And I'm sorry for stuttering. Now, when it comes to a lot of what happened this year, I can't put the blame solely on Gen Z. Everybody knows, or anybody who's actually listened to this freaking podcast, knows that I can't stand Gen Z. Because I believe Gen Z is most likely going to be the ones who literally destroy the world with their, you know, the way they think. How everything's not supposed to be, how the dirty stuff that we thought was funny is no longer funny. Everything's got to have a political or a, you know, a sexual theme to it, you know. Well, not sexual as in, you know, sex, you know, fucking and everything else. More like, I don't know, you know, non-sexualization of women in TV shows or in movies. And before I get into this topic, I want to make one thing clear. I was supposed to record an episode of for the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who, but unfortunately, the weekend that I was supposed to record, I had family come down, and I hadn't had the chance to record it. I was going to record this that episode during the week as a bonus episode, but by the time that happened, I ended up catching a stomach bug that's been going around, and I literally needed time to heal. No, recover. But I will tell you that the Doctor Who episode will be a part of the new season when it comes around next year. So with that being said, let's get into today's, the season finale, so to speak. The season finale of 2023. We're going to go through every single one of the greatest hits. To YouTubers who got themselves into a bunch of trouble. To, like I said, some of our favorite celebrities who have passed away. One in particular. Gen Z trying to run the world. A boomer who doesn't know how to run the world. Another boomer who was actually trying to make the country a better place, finding out that he can't run for president anymore. So the first thing I want to talk about is the movies. Now, one of the movies that I actually got to see, two of some of the best movies that I got to see this year was Five Nights at Freddy's. That was actually one of the movies I was looking forward to this year. And when it finally premiered on Peacock on October 27th, along with it being in theaters, I checked it out. And to be honest with you, it wasn't that bad. And I know what some of you guys are thinking. It doesn't follow the lore. It's not canon. It will never be canon. Man, you do realize they got stories about what stories are canon and which ones are not. Everybody has their own, unique take on certain properties. I mean, hell, look what happened to Assassin's Creed. Good God, that movie was fucking horrible. They should have stuck to the damn source material. I mean, they did, but then again, they didn't. Michael Fassbender? Are you fucking kidding me? Anyway, the movie was actually pretty good. Matthew Lillard was actually pretty fucking good as William Afton. Especially in that final line when he says, "I always come back." Baiting us with a fucking sequel. Fuck yeah. And I can also backtrack to earlier this year when I got to go see the new Evil Dead movie, Evil Dead Rise. Only to find out that a couple months later it was going to be released on HBO Max, well, now known as Max. And believe me, that movie was everything I expected it to be. Blood, guts, demons, fuck yeah. Necronomicon, fuck yeah. Bruce Campbell in a cameo on the record in the movie, oh fuck yeah. You know you can't have an Evil Dead movie without the fucking king, baby. Oh, yeah. But, there's a couple movies that I didn't get to see this year. I mean, I did get to see the movie The Banker on Apple TV Plus. I haven't seen Spirited yet. But the movies I want to talk about here in this first part is two movies that actually got panned by critics and fans alike. And I'm talking about the MCU's movies, The Marvels, and Ant-Man. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of superheroes. I've watched movies and I've watched TV shows. Hell, right now, I'm in the middle of watching What If Season 2. I'm just waiting for the season finale tomorrow, which I look forward to. Now, the thing is, a lot of people are saying, and it's actually been proven true, that Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania was not as good a movie as people thought it would be. The third outing for Ant-Man was not that good, and for the love of God, what the fuck happened to Darren Criss? They made him fucking MODOK. MODOK in live action does not look right. I prefer him to be in animation. And voiced by Patton Oswalt. Anyway. Man. When I saw that, I was surprised that motherfucking face did not become a fucking meme. It did? Oh, shit. Yeah, I do believe it became a meme. Probably going to be more popular than the Pikachu stunned face. Oh? Yeah. And then there's the other one, The Marvels, which is a sequel to Captain Marvel, which it's another movie Marvel movie I haven't watched yet, including the Eternals. Fuck. But I can tell you this. What the fuck? Especially with the fucking cat. The cat from the first movie. Ooh. Now, let's be honest. This movie was directed by a woman. I'm not gonna badmouth women on this. Because I am married. I am a married man. I don't want to badmouth women. But what the fuck? That movie, they said that movie was the worst, and so was Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. But thing is, the only good thing is that it introduced Kang the Conqueror. And Jonathan Majors is going to go far. I promise you. Wait, what? Oh, he's not? Well, shit. Well, I guess I can forget about watching Loki. Nah, I think I'm going to watch Loki. But anyway. Now, when it comes to movies, you don't need to be pushing your personal agendas. Your feminist agendas or your political agendas. For fuck's sake, it's a movie. You're not supposed to be making a fucking statement. I mean, fuck, look what they're about to do to fucking Snow White. Saying that she doesn't need a man in the movies. That, the original movie should be canceled because of a scene in the movie where she got a quote-unquote unconsensual kiss by a man she doesn't know. Fuck off. It's a kid's movie. What did you say to me? I said fuck off. Now, like I said, I have nothing against the feminists. But for the love of God, Barbie did better than you. How in the fuck can you say that a superhero about a woman, I mean literally like a superhero, three women in one superhero movie, got outdone by a movie about a living doll or a humanized version of a doll? You got outdone by a fucking movie about a doll. Because you wanted to push your fucking agenda. Fuck off. Now, speaking of pushing agendas, most music is actually trying to push agendas too. Like, you're fine just the way you are. I mean, don't get me wrong. Most people are fine the way they are. But there's one certain group that I have actually gotten a little sick and tired of this year. And that's the people who claim that fatphobia is real. That it's okay to be who you are. I mean, if you want to be fat, be fat. Don't push it on other people. You don't have to lose weight to look good. I mean, I've seen TikToks of girls literally buffing topping it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That shit does it for me. But don't push it on other people. Some girls have body issues. Most girls have trust issues. Most girls don't like their body. Most girls don't like being, being called fat or saying that they should stop eating so much junk food and start putting down the fucking Twinkies and actually go exercise. Yeah, I know. I get it. Because people told me that when I was a kid. They called me fat. And technically, I am still a little chunky. I do plan on getting back on my workout sometime next year. But anyway, when it comes to fat shaming, that's the name I was thinking of. Fat shamers. Or people who refer to other people as fat shamers. I mean, hell, there was people online earlier this year shaming Adele. They shamed Adele. A woman who is literally a multi-time Grammy winner for losing a lot of weight. If you've seen the pictures of her back when she was 19 years old, to the pictures of the way she looks now, to be honest with you, I think she looks a whole lot better. And I'm pretty sure she's happy with it. There's a lot of stars out there who are happy with the fact that they lost a lot of weight. Back then, you know, it was fine. Everything was fine. Mainly because we didn't have people judging us. Nowadays, let me backtrack a little bit. We did have people judge us for the way we look. Whether it's our hair, our face, our bodies, etc. But once we started to better ourselves, people actually took us more seriously. But nowadays, in the 2020s, well, started back in the 2019s, people kept saying, you know, maybe it's okay to be a little fat. I mean, for fuck's sake, you got fat influencers saying that it's okay to be in the skin that you're in. I mean, hell, Victoria's Secret's got plus size models now. Shit, man. Well, there goes my boner. it's just a joke. But anyway, and yes, I do say but anyway. It's not a catchphrase or anything. I do have a bit of a stutter, and that's how I stop myself from stuttering. Or, you know, getting off track. But anyway, see? When it comes to 2023 and the whole body positivity thing, I mentioned this in a previous episode. I can't stand body positivity. I mean, for fuck's sake, there's a fucking there was actually an influencer out there that actually got Southwest Airlines, a big time airline company, to be able to give people of oversized weight an extra seat on the plane, which means, and I'm quoting this guy, I've been quoting this guy, Isaac Butterfield, too many fucking times, I need to stop. Means, if they pay for an extra seat, that most likely means the seat that they pay for will most likely be yours, and you're probably going to lose your seat and probably miss your flight. Fuck off. I would rather take a bus than sit on a plane. Let me backtrack there for a second. I would rather be on a bus traveling to another state than lose my seat to somebody who really didn't deserve it. Of course, they got, you know, fat people conventions and everything. And of course, I've seen guys on TikTok saying that it's okay to be weak. Man, I've been weak my entire fucking life. And I'm just now getting to the point. And yes, I am saying just now getting to the point where being weak, where I can say this, being weak is not okay. And this is going to be the part where I stop holding back and saying this. Men are not supposed to be weak. Yes, we can have a sensitive side, but we're not supposed to be weak. Men are supposed to be strong. Men are supposed to be tough. And it's okay for a man to cry every once in a while, but it's not okay for a man to just give up and, you know, fully unleash his feminine side. If you want to unleash your full feminine side, just get on those estrogen pills and, you know, go put on a dress, put on a wig, and start calling yourself Stephanie. Or Beatrice, or whatever fucking name people come up with nowadays. I mean, for fuck's sake. And, you know, like I said, I'm gonna get a little bit serious from here on out. I mean, Taylor Swift's been back in the news, dating a Kansas City Chief, Travis Kelce, which, by the way, congrats, dude. I hope she sticks with this one. I really hope she actually sticks with this one, dude, because due to her history with her previous exes, I don't think those guys were the one. I mean, for fuck's sake. This chick has gone through more dudes than a girl on fucking Pornhub. I mean, this is the kind of shit that you would actually see on Pornhub. One chick taking on multiple dudes. But instead of, you know, doing them, she dates them. And then when they decide they've had enough of her, they break up and she ends up writing a song about them. I mean, have you heard Style? Yeah, I think you can put two and two together about who that song is about. Anyway, when it comes down to it, and I've said it in numerous episodes, Gen Z is most likely going to be the cause of the world's problems. I mean, I've seen teenage girls protest a fucking painting, saying you care more about a painting than caring for kids in a third world country. Listen here, you little bitch. They do care about people in other countries. It's just that there's some things that we can't fucking do about it. And to the, oh, and I'm going to say this right now, to the asshole who ran over those protesters because they were in the middle of the street, I'm not saying thank you. I'm saying you should have probably honked your horn first and gave them a chance to move. And if they didn't move, I would have called the fucking cops and had the cops remove their asses instead of, you know, plowing them like a snow plow through snow. That was just pretty fucking reckless. In all honesty. I mean, we ended up with more riots. We've had more school shootings. I brought this up earlier this year, too. To the fucking idiots who go up to a fucking elementary school and start shooting up the fucking school, killing several kids and a couple teachers. I said this to you earlier this year myself. I may not believe in the Christian hell, because I'm a Norse pagan, but I can tell you this, there is a special place in the Christian hell for incessive little twats like you. Just because your mommy didn't give you enough attention, you decide your pronouns are she, her, or he, him, and nobody fucking understands you, you think it's okay to lose your fucking mind and shoot up a school instead of going to get fucking help. I brought, and thing is, I've said mental health matters. It really does. In both men and women. Women go through depression every time. Almost every single time. I don't know what the hell I'm saying here. Women go through depression as much as men do. But thing is, women get appreciated. You go, girl. Slay, queen. Rock this day, bitch. But like I said, in the mental health matters, where's the support for the guys? Like I said, I'm going to hit all the greatest hits here. I mean, for fuck's sake. We come from a generation, like I said a moment ago, we're supposed to be tough, we're supposed to be strong, we're supposed to be built to last. But for some fucking reason, the moment one man has a mental breakdown and he tries to seek help, there's some little retarded bitch out there telling him, get over it. You're a man. You're not supposed to get depressed. You're not supposed to have feelings. You're supposed to be a fucking savage. And I think I've said this before too. Once a man becomes a savage, there's no fucking turning back. You can't turn back once you become a savage, because once you let go of all feelings, the dude's fucking done. Like, seriously, he's fucking done. And he won't come back. No matter how many times you fucking, no matter how many times you try to talk him down, the moment you tell him to let it go, get over it, toughen up, grow a set, the moment he does, you've created the monster. And most likely, you're going to be the one to blame for turning him into the complete asshole you did not want him to be. So to the quote-unquote bad bitches out there who say, get over it, be tough, the reason why you're depressed is on you. No. The reason why he's depressed is on you. Demasculating him. Emasculated. Emasculating him in front of his friends, in front of his family, saying that he's not a real man. You wonder why the guy you emasculate tries to find another person who actually wants to be with somebody who doesn't bring him down 24/7. So pretty much that shit's on you. Like I said, back in the mental health matters part of one of my episodes, in the two-part episode. Now you can sit there and tell people that it's not your fault, when you know damn well inside your mind you're a fucking psycho. And you turned him into that monster. You're Dr. Frankenstein and you created the monster. And be honest with you, I've said it about Karens. I've said it about the protesters last year. I've said it about the bitches who treat men like fucking crap. And to the Gen Zers. And to the fucking idiots who identify as fucking cars or fucking babies or stupid shit like that. Karma's a bitch. Like, literally, karma's a bitch. And to be honest with you, and like I said, I don't believe in the Christian faith anymore because I'm following my own path. But I can tell you this, I still have a little bit of that Christian boy in me, and I can tell you this, how would you feel if God himself, the man upstairs himself, Yahweh, saw how you were treating other people, denied you from his fucking kingdom, and sent you straight down to hell? All because you were a complete dick or a complete and utter entitled bitch. And to be honest with you, I can't stand it. I can't stand people like that. And I don't know if I brought it up in an episode, but I know I brought it up back in season one when all this shit was going down, the assholes who identified as women and going into bathrooms with men, with women and their kids. I swear, there's also a special place in hell for you. I'm not talking about my hell. I'm not talking about the Norse hell. Because there's a difference between the Norse hell and the Christian hell. Christian hell is going to be fucking hot. Norse hell is cold. And you have to relive every single fucking memory. Every single fucking thing you've done. Every single day. I'm not going to defend anybody who mistreats a man or mistreats a woman. Identify as a fucking car. Identify as a fat person. I don't care. Last thing I'm going to say about that is if you push your fucking agenda on people, you're a part of the fucking problem. Like Kratos said in God of War, don't be sorry. Be better. Be a better person. Be a better, if you're a parent, be a better parent. If you're a brother, be a better brother. If you're a sister, be a better sister. To the African Americans out there, I say the same thing. I'm not just saying this for the white people who listen to this. I'm saying, if there is any of the black people who listen to this, be a good brother, be a good sister, be a good father, be a good mother, be a good aunt, be a good uncle, be a good grandparent if that's what you are. Because people letting their kids, you know, watch, you know, crap on YouTube. I mean, I let my kids watch crap on YouTube, but at least my kids watch stuff that's educational. My kids watch gaming videos. And I'm fine with that. Before I get off this subject, I'm going to say this before I switch to another. We all need to be better. And 2024 is literally around the corner. And in 2024, we need to be better. Because if I hope to achieve Valhalla, I want to be a better person. Be a better father to my kids. Be a better husband to my wife. Be a better son to my father. Be a better brother to my brothers and my sisters, whether they're blood or not. Be a better friend. Be a better worker. Because, that's my New Year's resolution. In 2024, we actually have the chance to be better. So I say make 2024 the year of be better. Because, if a video game character like Kratos can achieve redemption, and if you watch the What If episode, what if Hela found the Ten Rings? If that bitch can achieve redemption in one fucking story by showing mercy, then you can show mercy too. Because we all deserve it. We all deserve another chance. Watching all this shit about a he, him, she, his, or whatever these other neo-pronoun bullshit is going on around here. Whoever identifies as that, that's you. You can identify as they, them. You can identify as Optimus Prime for all I fucking care. And the last thing I'll say about that, my son is a boy. My daughter is a girl. And I'm a man. My kids know who they are. To the ones who are confused about who they are, look in the mirror. Maybe you'll figure out who the hell you are then. And that's not the fucking stop. I mean, that's not fucking stop at that. We got personal issues that we can't even talk about anymore, because if we talk about it, we'll get canceled. And I know I've talked about cancel culture before. And to cancel culture, I say fuck off. I think it's time for cancel culture to go away. And I also believe that 2024 should also be the year of no longer holding back. Holding back on your thoughts. Holding back on your dreams. If you're in your 30s like me, and you want to live your fucking dreams of becoming an MMA fighter, or a welder, or a country singer, or whatever, I say go do it. Take that shot. Nobody else is going to do it for you. Hell, the fucking Gen Zers, especially the ones who, like I said, are identifying as other fucking things, are becoming too fucking lazy. Hell, I actually heard that there are some millennials, because here's the thing, I'm a millennial. I was born in 1989. That would rather be broke than go to work. Me? I'd rather work. I'd rather be out there making fucking money. This past year has been complete and utter hell. And don't get me fucking started on the fucking war. Or the fact that we're involved in it. The Americans are involved in it. I mean, I'm all for helping another country, but sending our fucking taxpayers, sending the taxpayers' fucking money to help another fucking country is fucking stupid. Raising the fucking prices on every fucking thing is fucking stupid. Inflation is fucking stupid. You want to raise prices on people? Why don't you raise prices on the rich motherfuckers who pretty much get everything they ever fucking wanted? Why make the minimum wage motherfuckers suffer? Because that's just straight up bullshit. We come, we go, We make money and we still can't afford the stuff that we want because motherfuckers are out there inflating the fucking prices. Thing is, I managed to get my kids 3 things each for Christmas this year. I wanted to get them more, but the stuff that they wanted cost too fucking much. Or as that professor dude says, the prices were too damn high. But you want to know something? You know what I gotta say to you, Mr. President? Stop sending our fucking money overseas and start giving it back to the ones in our fucking country who fucking deserve it. Hell, give these wannabe school shooters fucking mental health evaluations. Put these Gen Zers through the fucking ringer. Because here's the thing. You really think of one of the kids, the modern adults today are gonna fucking, you know, the kids in their fucking 20s are actually gonna wanna go to fucking war? Especially when World War III officially starts? Hell no. They're gonna sit there on their fucking phones texting how much this war fucking sucks. And they're gonna sit there and bitch and moan about their fucking iPad being dead and be depressed. Man, fuck off. We're in the middle of a fucking war. And thing is, we are not just dealing with a war overseas. We're dealing with a war in our own fucking country. I mean, for fuck's sake. I want to get back on that music topic for a second. Earlier this year, Jason Aldean, a man whose music I've been listening to for a very, very, very long time, almost got his ass canceled over a fucking song that he released. Try that in a small town. Apparently it was a fucking dog whistle for people to go, you know, shoot up or, you know, kill people. He shot it in front of the music video. The part where he's singing, he shot that part of the video in front of a fucking courthouse where a African American man was lynched or unalived. Really gonna give him hell about a fucking song? This is the same man who survived a fucking shooting in Las Vegas last year. And you wanna bitch at him because of a fucking song? What the hell's wrong with you? You guys think he's controversial? Like I said before, Adam Calhoun, Tom McDonald, Ryan Upchurch, and there's many others out there who are just as controversial as him. Well, thing is, Adam Calhoun's not as controversial anymore because he's now a family man. But he actually stands by his morals. Try that in a small town's not fucking racist. Hell, that's actually one of my favorite songs off his new album, Highway Desperado. Actually a damn good song, too. That and Tough Crowd. And Who's Rear View. I've actually done a video for that, too, on TikTok, so go check it out when you get the chance. And, you know, the one good thing actually came out of the music industry. And it was an independent artist, Oliver Anthony, who released that song, Rich Men West of Richmond, I think it is. I think that's what it's called. I actually listened to the whole song. And believe me, I loved it. Thing is, I support independent artists as much as I support some of the artists that I've grown up listening to. And you want to sit there and talk about controversy? You'll sit there and listen to a woman. I've said this in the previous episode. You'll sit there and listen to a fucking woman talk about her wet ass pussy. Or listen to a dude with a number 69 tattooed on his fucking face. But when it comes to actual musicians, you want to say, "Oh, that's a fucking dog whistle." Fuck off. Again, I say fuck off. And yes, I am going off on here. Like I said, I am no longer holding back. Because I've had enough. I mean, wokeness. Wokeness. Oh, Lord. Like I said, the world is coming to a literal end. Well, not in reality. The world's not coming to an end. Although they did find a hole in the fucking sun, which, fuck me running. Didn't have that on my 2023 bingo card. Along with us figuring out that aliens are fucking around. Now, I don't mean fucking around like, you know, going and sticking their finger up people's asses. I mean, you know, they're actually, you know, alien shit going on. People actually discovering that aliens exist. You wonder why aliens don't want to fucking visit us. Because of stupid shit like some dude with a beard wearing fucking makeup. And you want to talk about some fucking controversy? What about the bullshit that Bud Light went through? You know, when they sponsored Dylan Mulvaney when he reached a milestone of 365 days of womanhood, you know, transitioning into a woman. You're trans. That's fine. But look at all the hell Bud Light caught after they began to sponsor Dylan Mulvaney. Sent Kid Rock into a fucking spiral. Most country artists would literally refuse to sell beer at their fucking shows. They lost a lot of fucking money. Most of their ad campaigns, some of them worked, some of them didn't, but then again, their money woes speak for themselves. Hell, they even had fucking Kid Rock pull out a fucking AK and blasted a fucking 24-pack. Hell, my dad could have drank that entire 24-pack before you fucking shot it all, you bastard. But now here's the thing, though. He's recently backtracked on it. He's telling people that they need to calm the fuck down. Oh, what? First, Grandpa's feeling kind of frisky. Fuck you, Bud Light. You're going from that to, oh, y'all need to calm the fuck down. No, motherfucker. You're the one who started this shit. You're the one who opened that big-ass can of worms. Enjoy it while you can. The thing is, there's been a lot of celebrities that have died this year. I'm not going to go through the whole list. But the one that impacted me the most was seeing Matthew Perry die. Motherfucker. Two of my favorite childhood actors died this year. Matthew Perry, and I think Jason David Frank died this year too. You took the White Ranger, you bastards. I loved watching the Power Rangers when I was a kid, and He was actually my favorite one. I wanted to be the White Ranger. I wanted to be the Green Ranger. When I was a kid, I decided I wanted to be the Gold Ranger because I loved gold. I still love gold. Hell, my hammer that I wear around my neck, the one I'm wearing around my neck right now, has gold on the sides. And I'm more than proud to say that I wear it. Gold and silver. The thing is, when I get the chance, I'm going to introduce my kids to the Power Rangers. See how well they receive it. Probably won't receive it as much as they do Aphmau or Nico and Cash or whatever YouTube channels they watch. But I hope to introduce it to them soon. Now, Matthew Perry. Fuck. He was the one that hit hard. When he died... shit. I mean, he was the epicenter of Friends. Hell, he was the one who coined up the whole phrase, could you be anymore? Yeah, you know. He's the one who made sarcasm cool. He was the sarcastic asshole of that show, and I loved watching it. I watched it when I was a kid. And I'll still watch it now. I can watch it on Max right now if I wanted to. But you know, to all the celebrities that died this year, like I said, I may not be a Christian anymore, but I can tell you this. May you all rest in peace. Especially Bray Wyatt, who died back in October. That one hit me hard too. Fireflies will be dancing tonight. But with all the bad, there was some good. Now, I got to watch WrestleMania this year. Two of my favorite moments happened at that show. I watched, I got to watch Rey Mysterio whoop Dominic Mysterio's ass. Then I also got to watch... Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn win the tag team titles. That was my favorite moment of the year. No matter what they say. Out of all the movies, the music, the sports, I mean, for fuck's sake, the Detroit Lions actually won their playoff game this year. Fuck, I didn't have that on my 2023 bingo card either. Or that the fact that the Cleveland Browns won a game in their division. Shit. We really are entering the Twilight Zone. Or hell, we might actually be living in the world of Jumanji. Fuck. But, you know, like I said, the year has been hell. And like I said, I use the word hell very lightly. So I say... like I said before, we need to make 2024 better. Not just for ourselves, but for the next generation. The next generation is Generation Alpha. Generation Alpha, I hope you guys will be the most likely be the ones to save us. If not, we're screwed. The thing is, both of my kids are Gen Alpha. And I want my kids to do right. And not this whole... it's okay to be sensitive. I mean, yes, it is okay to be sensitive. Like I said earlier. But for fuck's sake, show a little toughness. Like, literally, show a little toughness. And the kids will be alright. Now, before I end this episode, I'm going to say this. I've repeated myself numerous times through this. 2024, like I said, has to be a better year for all of us. 2024 has to be a year where we don't hold back. Because if we hold back, we'll never be able to do the things that we've always wanted to do. If we don't speak our minds, it'll just go unheard. If we don't show people what we want, we can never move forward. If we don't show our strength, people will continue to think that we're weak. If we don't show people we can change, then people will sit there and think he or she or they will never change. Me? My New Year's resolution is to be better. And like I said, to stop holding back. Because I've been held back my entire life. Whether it's by my family, my immediate family, and by the ones that were closest to me. And to be honest with you, I don't want that anymore. Next season, like I said, I'm no longer holding back. The truth, like they always say, the truth will always set you free. And to be honest with you, it's about time I started speaking my truth. The hard truth. And that's some real talk right there. Because everything I've said in this episode came from the heart. Like, literally, came from the heart. It came from deep within my soul to say what I needed to say here. And that's how I truly feel. My kids deserve a better future than the one that we have right now. They deserve a better future than the one that's being presented to them. Showing men dressing up as women, saying that they're inspirational. No, you're not inspirational, you just ran out of options. These false influencers, you are literally, and this is me being brutally honest, you false influencers are the cockroaches of the world. You're the scavengers. My kids will never use their pronouns because they know who they are. My son, Leon, is a boy. My daughter, Hannah, is a girl. And don't judge. And if you listen to this and say, oh, you're assuming your kid's gender, stop it. I'm not assuming jack shit. You try to pull some, I'm assuming genders, that I need to stop or you'll cancel me. Well, motherfuckers, I can tell you this, I'm like Eminem, you can't fucking touch me. Because I don't give a fuck about cancel culture. I don't give a fuck if you say that I shouldn't assume my kids' genders. Because I identify and think I'm going to use your fucking terms against you. I'm a seeker. I identify as a seeker of the truth. A seeker of the light. I don't see myself as a god. I don't see myself as a speaker. for God. I don't speak for God. I don't speak for the gods that I believe in. I speak for myself. And like I said, you can speak for yourself. You can continue calling yourself whatever the hell you want. But leave the kids alone. Because to be honest with you, like I said, this country's going to hell. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. We're on a first-class bus ticket to hell. Because we ruined the world. I'm not taking it, and it's not just one person. There are several people out there who are to blame for the way the world is. So go ahead, stand up. I want you to stand up and accept what you've done. And I don't want to see no little YouTube video of you apologizing and pretending to cry on camera. I want you to go out there. I want you to go out into the world and admit to the world that you're wrong. Because the world doesn't need trans person influencers. You can come out as trans and that's fine. But you're not a hero. You're not Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is still identified as a man. You want to talk about your dead name? Your dead name is the name. Before I get off here, most people, you want to know what? I've heard the definition of what a dead name is. It's your birth name. And I'm going to give an example of it because I've seen a YouTube video of it. This girl, who's not a boy, was in a parking lot waiting for her their prescription. She made a TikTok video. It was a TikTok video. She said that they were sitting in the parking lot. They made a phone call to the to the pharmacist and got their prescription filled. But then when they got out to the car, when the pharmacist got out to this person's car, apparently the pharmacist made a mistake and called them by their dead name. She's like, "That's not my name. My name is Rylan." I don't care. I just don't care. You can be trans. I'm fine with that. But for the love of God, stop playing the fucking victim. You're not a victim because somebody called you by your dead name. You can, if you like being a trans person and it makes you more happy, more out to you. More power to you. But don't make an entitled ass of yourself on social media just to get sympathy points. Because that's just fucking stupid. I used to do that when I was younger. Sympathy likes, sympathy hearts, or, sympathy faces with the one, smiley faces that hold the hearts. I used to do that and I don't do it anymore. I really don't care if people like me or not. Because 2023 for me was all about survival. 2024, like I said, is going to be about me not holding back. And I want people to understand that they can do that too. They can stop holding back. Take control. Take the power back. No longer show weakness. Because it's not okay to be weak. No matter what people say, it's okay to be weak. It's okay to be vulnerable. The only time it's okay to be vulnerable is when you have a mental breakdown. Because if you want to be vulnerable, if you want to be weak, like I said at the beginning of this episode, take estrogen pills. Do the treatments and become a full-fledged woman. Because apparently the whole world is becoming desensitized. It's becoming more feminine than anything else. With that being said, I hope everybody had a fantastic 2023. Despite all the things that I just said in this episode, I hope I didn't piss off anybody, but if I did, like I said to the trans people, to the trans community, more power to you. To the fat community, I've got nothing to say to you. Because I'm going to spend all of 2024 getting myself back into shape and becoming the person I want to be. Instead of sitting on my lazy fat ass and creating petitions just to get an airline to change their policy. Because that's just bullshit. And to the Trump supporters, I'm sorry that Donald Trump's not going to be able to get back into the office. To be honest with you, I was hoping he would get back in too. But let's just hope that somebody is able to take Joe Biden out of the office. Because that old bastard does not need to be in there anymore. So, happy holidays to all the ones who don't like saying Merry Christmas, because Christmas was a couple days ago. Have a happy and prosperous new year, you filthy animals. Well, this is it. This has been the Real Talk Podcast. And I'll see you guys in 2024. Oh, and I will be announcing when season 4 will be premiering next year. Very, very soon. I'll see you guys in the next episode. And I'll see you guys next year. Peace out, everybody. Happy New Year.